this morning, 1061.
Authorize a contract with Century West Engineering Corporation for professional services for the design of the Stark and Buckman East Reconstruction and Green Streets Project number E10216 for $1,610,883.
Commissioner Fish.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, this project is the latest part of the Neighborhood to River program that, as you know, combines gray infrastructure such as sewer pipes with green solutions such as green streets. The project will address about 18,000 feet of sewer pipes in the areas that are in serious need of upgrade, and it will install 94 green street planters. With us today are Terry Rubin, principal engineer, and Brandon Wilson, principal engineer, both from the Bureau of Environmental Services, with a brief presentation. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Commissioner Fish.
Could you turn that microphone on?
Yeah. Thank you. There we go. Better? My name is Carrie Rubin. I'm with the Bureau of Environmental Services. I'm joined by Brandon Wilson. We're here today seeking authorization for professional design services for a project that will address undersized and aging sewer pipes. What I'll do is give you some background on the project. As Commissioner Fish mentioned, this is part of our Neighborhood to the River program. The authorization today focuses on the pipes and the Green Street portions of this program, but it's important to note that those elements work in concert with our work with private residences on stormwater management, many times in the form of residential rain gardens. It also works with our tree planting efforts, our outreach and education efforts for residents and community partners, many times through our neighborhood projects that are focused on improving native vegetation. So while we'll be talking about pipes and green streets, it's important to know that all of these things package together in this area, ultimately for clean rivers. And with that, I will hand it over to Brandon.
Thank you, Carrie. Brandon Wilson, engineer at BES. The project location that we'll be discussing today is comprised of two areas in inner east side Portland, roughly bound by 14th to the west, 32nd to the east, Everett to the north, and Hawthorne to the south. The anticipated MWESB participation rate exceeds the published goal of 20% for the subcontractors. This is a capacity-driven project aimed to resolve risk of street flooding like the street flooding shown in the pictures coming out of the manholes, as well as basement sewer backups. We anticipate upsizing pipes for capacity and replacing those in poor condition. We also plan to install several new sewer extension mains as well as green streets, as has been mentioned. Our public involvement representative for BES is Debbie Castleton. We anticipate several meetings and mailings with neighbors and businesses. We anticipate a smooth public involvement process, as we've been working in this basin for some time, for several years, including basin-wide stormwater education as part of the Neighborhood to the River program Carrie was discussing. Again, with your approval today, we'll authorize a contract to begin the design with our selected consultant. Other key information is on the screen. And are there any questions?
No questions, apparently. Very good.
Great.
Anybody signed up to testify or wish to testify on this
item? No one signed up.
Okay. Well, this is also a non-emergency, so it'll move to a second reading.
Nice job.
Next week, and we are adjourned until 2 p.m.
Until 3:30.
3:30?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No.
2 p.m. was moved. Okay. To another date.
Is that the LPA?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh,
okay. The no, mayor made an announcement that I was supposed to make while we were in my
office. Oh, okay.
Yeah. There's just some confusion with other jurisdictions, and we want to make sure that everyone...